Spilling the tea on Hollywood's A-listers.
Kardashians.
I have met every single one.
Exposing scandals.
Because she's not a good person, but either is he.
Digging the dirt.
Is she a diva?
Yes. And finding out what's going on behind the scenes.
Yelling at cast members.
Yes.
It was a script.
Nah.
His identity is a secret.
But his stories have been proven right time and time again.
This is Enty.
We call him Dwayne Johnson because he's about to rock some celebrities to the core. Enty, good morning.
Good morning. That's a good one.
Yeah.
We practiced that one.
We did. I had a few rehearsals backstage. Been reworked a couple of lines, and we got there in the end. Enty, crazy news this week. Russell Brand suffering some brand damage, you would say. Some pretty serious sexual assault allegations from multiple people from years gone by.
Yeah. You know, I think that I was going over it all for a podcast episode, and I think the first time I wrote about him with 16-year-olds was probably in 2017 or 18 is the first time I think I'd heard about that.
Oh, so this is a known thing in the industry.
Oh, yeah, it's an open secret. But the problem is as somebody was really, in 2020, was really hammering me, please go after him, please go after him, please go after him. Like they were sending me emails every month, just go after him, because that was the time that one of the women that made the allegations, that she went to his management company and said, look, this is what he had done to me. And the management company didn't believe her and basically just, you know, sent her on her way and said, no, you know, he wouldn't do that. We've asked him for his side of the story and we don't believe you. And so I was getting these tips from a couple of different people, but basically saying, look, you know, everybody's afraid to stand up to him or whatever. All the stories are basically the same. You know, he takes them to his house and then he does whatever. And then they're crying and he sends them off with his driver. And so that was what was going on. And then if you see like yesterday, his management company, the same one in 2020 that didn't believe the victims, they dumped Russell Brand and they said, we were horribly misled in 2020.
Wow.
I mean, they even specifically referred to it and it said, we were horribly misled. He lied to us. And, you know, so we're no longer, you know, having him as a client. If you go back, I think that one of the things that, and I went back and I looked at the entire history of my website, and as far back as like, say, 2007, there would be pictures of women coming out of Russell Brand's, you know, London home, and they'd be wearing bathrobes. And because the joke was, oh, you know what, he would give them a complimentary bathrobe. That was their going away present or whatever. And it became this kind of joke. And then I remember specifically, it was April 2009, and there was two girls leaving, and they were very young women. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and say they were legal, but they were very young. And they're walking out of his house. They're wearing black bathrobes. Usually he gave them white bathrobes. And in this particular case, it had been raining. It's kind of wet. They're in bare feet. And it's obvious that they have no clothes on. They have the bathrobes. They have their heads down because there's paparazzi taking their photos. They're not famous people. They're just two girls who were there. And he has sent them on their way with bathrobes, no shoes, no clothes, with paparazzi outside. And that's probably the last time I actually joked about anything to deal with it, because you could tell that these two girls were totally uncomfortable with the situation and didn't want to be like that. And from that point forward, I never joked about the complimentary bathrobes or anything like that, because you could just see the look in the face.
Well, obviously,
and just the stories that would always come out about him.
Obviously, you're married to Katy Perry for a few years there. A lot of people are asking whether she should come forward, if she's got any, information, you know, that could help out.
Well, I think that she probably has information. I think that you're also going to look into more. There was a former assistant who came forward probably 2010, 2011, something like that, and said that she couldn't work for him anymore, not only because he was super demanding and a diva, but because he only wore boxer shorts around the home or whatever, and not the kind that were tight. Like, he was always exposing himself. So I think that we're going to, and that was 10 years ago. So I think that we're going to find probably a lot of assistants that come forward and saying things like that. I think that when you think about the thousands of women that he has been with sexually, that there are going to be a lot more that come forward. And, you know, if you, he wants to refute them, and he goes and uses, you know, that obnoxious language that he does, oh, it's so Baroque or whatever. And, you know, you make an apology video that's 3.5 or 4 minutes long, and it's so bad that you have a horrible edit right in the middle. You know, just tell somebody, let's just shoot this thing again, because it just makes it look worse. There's nothing that he can really say. He knew this was coming for the last several years. He knew this was coming. And I think that's why he's kind of changed his image a little bit. He's trying to take the whole, blame the victim kind of thing and go for that angle. And people are just coming after me because I've changed my opinion on certain political means. So that's why everybody's coming after me.
So, yeah, it's funny you mentioned that. And there never should be a timeline on when people can come forward. But why do you think there's been so much water under the bridge since these things happened and now coming out publicly?
Because, okay, people have been talking about it a long time. And what about this woman that came in 2020 and the management just shut her down completely? There was another woman, I think it was a masseuse, and this is when he was dating Jemima Khan. And she had hired him a masseuse for his birthday. And the woman said that she had been assaulted by Russell Brand. And Jemima Khan, very, very powerful woman or whatever, basically went to her connections. And the next thing you know, this judge says, no, you have no case. You know, you were just hired for a service. And, you know, and so this woman was shut out, and you can see it publicly. And we don't know how many women were shut out behind the scenes. We don't know how many women he paid off. We don't know any of that stuff. You know, we have texts. If you haven't watched it, and I know if you guys have watched the documentary or whatever, you know, produced by Channel 4 in England and the Sunday Times, you need to watch it. And you will see how specific it is, how many dates, how many text messages they have, emails, receipts, everything, apologies from Russell Brand, all of this kind of stuff. And so if you haven't watched it, you need to watch it. It's powerful. It's you know, I think it's 80 minutes or something like that. And you will come away watching and go, okay, I have no doubt.
What happens now? Are there police complaints? What happens to his career?
Okay, well, the police have said, hey, come forward. Anybody who's out there, doesn't matter how long ago it was, just come forward and stuff. I would venture to say, he had a concert the day after, and there was 2,000 people there. It was sold out. You know, I have often said, you guys, if R. Kelly got out of jail today, he could go sell out 10,000 seats, right? Chris Brown sells, you know, 10,000, 15,000, 20,000 seats. It doesn't matter to certain hardcore fans. So he's probably going to keep playing to 2,000, you know, people. Will he get a movie? No. Will he get a TV show? No. But you don't, you know, it's the same kind of thing, say, with like Louis C.K. You know, horrible allegations. Will he ever get any kind of big deal? No. But he's a comic and he can go on tour and he has enough diehard supporters where he can make still, you know, 7 figures. So it just doesn't matter, you know. A person who's more out of luck is somebody like a Justin Roiland, the co-creator of Rick and Morty, who, you know, there's hundreds upon hundreds of women who've come out over, there was a report last week or whatever, so many of them underage, and, you know, he'll never work again. And he doesn't have the opportunity to go out on stage or anything like that and make money that way. So that's a career that will be completely canceled. But like Russell Brand, he can always make money. He can make money online. He can do whatever. But the whole TV show movie thing is gone for him for probably ever.
We've got Inti with us live from Hollywood. Now, the actor's strike, the writer's strike, it has no signs of ending. And Drew Barrymore, she started her show again, her talk show over there, the famous actor. She's doing a talk show. She started it without writers in the hope that she could keep things going. And now it seems to be a bit of backlash and she stopped it again.
A little bit of backlash. I think that they had like maybe 300 or 400 picketers in front of her thing every single day surrounding the building.
Wow.
She tried last week. And well, she had said the Friday before last Monday or whatever, hey, I'm going to start my show. You know, we started in COVID. We're used to adversity. And that whole weekend, she was just blasted by people. So then they started taping on Monday. It was going to start airing either this week or next week. And the first guest was Brooke Shields. So Brooke Shields also had to cross the picket line via SCAB, but her husband's a manager, He's in management, one of the creators of Entourage and some other things like that. So she doesn't care. She's just going to do what she's going to do. She's got plenty of money. And so everybody who was a guest last week crossed the picket line. They were all scabs. And so they were getting heat. And then all week long, it was just like hundreds upon hundreds of picketers, you know, just people going after Drew Barrymore. And the reason that everybody was going after her so hard is because, number one, it's a struck show. But as soon as she made that announcement, then CBS, which is the network that owns it, they said that they were bringing back the talk, which is another struck talk show. And so they said, oh, they're coming back now, too, because, look, Drew did it. So now you guys have to go back or we're going to fire all of you. And so then they go back. And so then all of a sudden it gives impetus to Bill Maher, says, you know what I'm going to do? Even though my show is 95% writers and it's a struck show, I'm going to come back because I just don't even care. So that gave him the impetus to do it. But Drew, finally, with all the pressure this week, she tried to, you know, give it an excuse one more time. And then finally she just said, fine, we're not going to do it. And so as soon as she said, we're not going to do it, we're going to stop, then the talk stopped. So that's gone. They're not going to come back. So wow. That took care of that. Now, Bill Maher, there's not anything that's going to stop him because he just wants the money and he has this thirst. So there's nothing that's going to stop him from coming back and doing his show. But it did make other stops. Now, there are other talk shows that are coming back, like Jennifer Hudson. You know, she's a singer, Oscar winner. She's got a show also, but it's not a struck show. So she doesn't use writers. And we have other daytime talk shows that don't use writers, and so they're not struck shows. But there's also now in prime time, we have a show, I'm sure you guys have some kind of version of it, but we call it Dancing with the Stars. You guys probably have it called Strictly Dancing or something like that.
We had a Dancing with the Stars in New Zealand, yeah.
Okay, I because in England they call it something different. But yeah. So Dancing with the Stars, but they use WGA writers, and they're a struck show, but they are going to come back. And I think that what they're going to have is probably 1,000 picketers, and then the audience members are going to have to cross the picket lines. So it's just that's a big kind of like line in the sand right now. And every single one of those, because they use celebrities, but they have actors and stuff on that, you know, so are they going to cross the picket line? That's the like the line in the sand right now. But I mean, they've been meeting and stuff, but I keep saying Christmas.
Christmas time. Wow. So for example, Drew's like, oh, we're going to plow on, no writers. Who's doing all the writing? Is Drew Barrymore doing it all?
Well, no, what they would do is just think about a talk show where, like you guys, right? You don't hire writers, do you?
No.
So, you know, you're just talking. Yeah, you're just talking. And so if she just
maybe we should.
People come on, yeah. You know. But if you just have a regular talk show, like two hosts, oh, here, it's a great day today, isn't it, honey? Oh, yeah, it's perfect. Oh, let's introduce our first guest or whatever. And there's no writers, right? They're not doing sketches. They're not doing bits. They're not doing cue cards in advance, you know, or writing the questions, you know? So there's certain ones that get away with it and there's certain ones that don't.
Well, that's how we start our show every morning. It's a great day, isn't it, honey? Indy with us. He's in Hollywood. Adele. There's rumors her and Rich Paul secretly married, mate.
You know, that's been going around for a while. The only thing I could give credence to that is there is a bigger rumor around that perhaps they had surrogate kids, like twins.
Oh.
Yeah, that was a rumor because I think Adele wants to lock it down. Adele doesn't want to lose all that Ozempic weight or whatever and go back to being Adele like she was before. So it's like surrogate, and it wouldn't surprise me, but it also wouldn't surprise me if they're married like a year or two and he bailed. She's just far more into him than he is into her.
All right, you're getting those vibes, are you? That's interesting. Twins too, surrogate twins as well.
Yeah, it seems like a lot to really do, because honestly, whenever you know he's out or whatever, he's always out like with LeBron James and some of his other clients or whatever, and there's other women always around, and it's not Adele. Adele shows up for him, you know, when they go to basketball games or something like that. It seems like he always has excuses to why he doesn't want to hang out with her. You know, he's been there on and off during her Vegas residency, but he's not a staple. And I just think that she, like I said, is just way more into him, really trying to lock everything down. And I don't see it lasting. I think she's just trying way too hard.
Well, there we go. So, mind you, if Rich has gone along to say half a dozen Adele shows, he's probably like, oh, well, now I'm just turning up to your work. I've seen it. I know the order of the set list. Great stuff. All great stuff. Inti from Hollywood, always appreciate your time. Great insights to what's going on over there, mate. You go and look after yourself, and me and my friend Honey over here will get on with our show.
I said that because we, you know, you have, what's her face? On it used to be Regis and Kathy Lee or whatever, and now it's Kelly Ripa and her husband, Mark Consuelos. And so that's how they start off. That's a non-struck show. And I was like, hey, honey, how are you? So
I didn't realize.
It's a great start. I like it.
That's a great start. Is that the one Seacrest used to host?
I'm sorry?
Did Ryan Seacrest host that show for a bit?
He did. He did. And then he couldn't stand working with Kelly Ripa. And also, you guys will be, you know, this is an interesting thing. And so he had a show live in Los Angeles, right? And then he's doing a show live, basically, where it's taped in advance most of the time, but from New York, different time zone. And so he had to work that out while also being able to be on the air in Los Angeles. Obviously, they did a lot of pre-stuff and everything like that, but there were still moments where he needed to be live. And so, you know, during the filming of the actual show, he couldn't do it. It was a different time zone. Plus, he was having to do American Idol and everything. And also, the production stuff was all in L.A. Plus, Kelly Ripa wanted her husband to be there because she didn't like him being in Vancouver filming Riverdale. So Ryan Seacrest said, fine, I'll leave this and I'll go do Wheel of Fortune. And now it's just Kelly and Mark.
Oh, so what, does he host Wheel of Fortune now?
Yeah, he does. And he's not a big fan of Vanna White, so he's really trying his best to push her out.
Mate, geez, Seacrest's been battling away for years, eh? He's bloody very successful.
He is. There is no denying the hustle in that man.
Yeah. Is he still, because he was the exec producer on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, is he still involved with that show?
Yeah, he's still involved with that. He's still involved with a lot of different reality shows. He's always pitching shows. You know, plus he does, like I said, American Idol. He does our New Year's Eve show. He bought that. Well, I think, no, it was Dick Clark Productions hired him. And so he does the old Dick Clark New Year's Eve one. And, yeah, I mean, he is constantly busy. But he does the syndicate. He does American Top 40. So, yeah, he's very, very busy.
Well, there was our favorite clip of Ryan Seacrest we always used to play on our television show, which was him on American Idol, early seasons, and a lovely blind contestant emerges from the audition room, and he tries to high-five a blind guy. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I've seen that. How about the guy who was the co-host on the first season and didn't think it was going to amount to much, and so didn't come back?
Oh, there was a co-host.
Oh, did he decide not to come back?
Yeah, I don't think he was fired. I think he just didn't think it was going anywhere.
Oh, wow. Now they're on a season 922 or something now. That's incredible. Yeah. Hey, Inti, great chatting with you, mate. You go and have a great week.
Hey, you guys have a great week, too. Take care.
See you, buddy.
See ya.